कीर्तिरायुर्भगो गतिः यस्य राष्ट्रे प्रजा सर्वा त्रस्यन्ते साध्वसाध्विः तस्य मत्तस्य नश्यन्ति कीर्तिरायुर्भगो गतिः Yasya, one whose rashtre in the state, prajah living beings, sarvah one and all, trasyante are terrified, sadhvi O chaste one, asadhubhi by the miscreants, tasya his, mattasya of the illusioned, Nashyanti vanishes, Kirti fame, Ayu duration of life, Bhagaha fortune, Gatihi good rebirth. Translation. O chaste one, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation of 10th and 11th both together. O chaste one, the king's good name, duration of life and good rebirth vanish when all kinds of living beings are terrified by miscreants in his kingdom. It is certainly the prime duty of the king to subdue first the sufferings of those who suffer. Therefore, I must kill this most wretched man because he is violent against other living beings. Purport. When there is some disturbances caused by wild animals in a village or town, the police and or others take action to kill them. Similarly, it is the duty of the government to kill at once all bad social elements such as thieves, dacoits and murderers. The same punishment is also due to animal killers because the animals of the state are also the praja. Praja means one who has taken birth in the state, and also includes both men and animals. Any living being who takes birth in a state has the primary right to live under the protection of a king. The jungle animals are also subject to the king, and they also have a right to live. So what to speak of domestic animals like cows and bulls? Any living being, if he terrifies other living beings, is a most wretched subject, and the king should at once kill such a disturbing element. As the wild animal is killed when it creates disturbances, similarly, any man who unnecessarily kills or terrifies the jungle animals or other animals must be punished at once. By the law of the Supreme Lord, all living beings, in whatever shape they may be, are sons of the Lord, and no one has any right to kill other animal unless it is so ordered by the codes of natural law. The tiger can kill a lower animal for his subsistence, but a man cannot kill an animal for his subsistence. That is the law of God, who has created the law that a living being subsists by eating other living being. Thus, the vegetarians are also living by eating other living beings. Therefore, the law is that one should live only by eating specific living beings as ordained by the law of God. The Ishopanishad directs that one should live by the directions of the Lord and not at one's sweet will. A man should subsist on varieties of grains, fruits and milk ordained by the God. And there is no need of animal food save and except in particular cases. The illusioned king or executive head, even though sometimes advertised as a great scholar, great philosopher and learned scholar, will allow slaughterhouses in the state without knowing that torturing poor animals clears the way to hell for such foolish kings or executive heads. The executive head must always be alert to satisfy to the safety of the praja, both man and animals, and inquire whether a particular living being is harassed at any place by another living being. The harassing living being must at once be caught and put to death, as shown by Maharaj Parikshit. The people's government or government by the people should not allow killing of innocent animals by the sweet will of foolish government men. They must know the codes of God, as mentioned in the revealed scriptures. Maharaj Parikshit quotes here that according to the codes of God, the irresponsible king or state executive jeopardizes his good name, duration of life, power and strength, and ultimately his progressive march towards a better life and salvation after death. Such foolish men do not even believe in the existence of a next life. While commenting on this verse, we have in our presence the statement of a great modern politician who has recently died and left his will, which discloses his poor fund of knowledge of the codes of God mentioned by Maharaj Parikshit. The politician was so ignorant of the codes of God that he writes, "I do not believe in any such ceremonies, and to submit to them, even as a matter of form, would be hypocrisy and an attempt to delude ourselves and others. I have no religious sentiment in the matter." Contrasting the statements of a great politician in the modern age with those of Maharaj Parikshit, we find a vast difference. Maharaj Parikshit was pious according to the scriptural codes, whereas the modern politician goes by his personal belief and sentiments. Any great man of the material world is after all a conditioned soul. He is bound by his hands and feet by the ropes of material nature. And still the foolish conditioned soul thinks of himself as free to act by his whimsical sentiments. The conclusion is that people in the time of Maharaj Parikshit were happy and the animals were given proper protection because the executive head was not whimsical or ignorant of God's law. Foolish, faithless creatures try to avoid the existence of the Lord and proclaim themselves secular at the cost of valuable human lives. The human life is specially meant for knowing the science of God. But foolish creatures, especially in this age of Kali, instead of knowing God scientifically, make propaganda against religious belief as well as the existence of God, even though they are always bound by the laws of God, by the symptoms of birth, death, old age and disease. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణి జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. సో వెల్కమ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ టు ఆర్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. సీకింగ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎవ్రీ ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఫర్ మై ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ద 17th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో గోయింగ్ ఆన్ ఇన్ విచ్ పరీక్షిత్ మహారాజ్ ఇస్ chastising Kali. He gave punishment and reward to Kali. That is the chapter name. So Parikshit Maharaj, as he is ruling his kingdom and he is traveling all over the world to see if there is any discrepancy in his kingdom, he reaches this place where he sees a person dressed as a king and he is beating cow and bull. And the description of the bull and the cow is given. How the bull was in a very pathetic situation, trembling, urinating, his three legs were broken, and the cow is also very distressed. So Parikshit Maharaj, as soon as he sees this person dressed as a king but not behaving as a king, immediately he takes out his sword and he is ready to punish this person, and he asks, who are you? You appear to be strong, but you dare to kill or punish or beat an innocent animal. Who are you? So the Kali says, I am the king. So Parikshit Maharaj says, but I am the king of this world. How are you the king? He says, I am the king because I am dressed like a king and I am acting like a king. He says, no, you are not acting like a king, because king never ever, you know, gives distress to any helpless living entity. So you are not king. So Kali says, no, I am the king of this time. Just like you are the king of this place, I am the king of this time. And therefore, you do not have any power over me. So Parikshit Maharaj says, you know, just because Krishna has departed, do you think you have become so powerful? Where were you when Krishna was here? So he says, Kali says that I was here, but I could not exert my powers because of the presence of the Lord, but now Krishna has gone, so therefore now I have started spreading my influence. So Parikshit Maharaj says, okay, today you'll be killed, you'll die today. And then, you know, before punishing Kali, Parikshit Maharaj, he asks the bull, because he wanted to get a statement of accusation, you know, from the victim. So he asks bull that, who are you? And who has put you in this condition? First time I'm seeing you in tears, because no one in our kingdom has suffered so far. And then in this current verse, he describes that, you know, please tell me, don't think that if you will tell me, then you will become also implicated. Because it is a nature, that it is a law, that if somebody, you know, tells that this person has done this to me, and if he is not in a position to, you know, speak that, and he is speaking, then he also gets the reaction. So the cow says, if you kill him because of us, we will become implicated in killing. So please do not do that. Parikshit Maharaj says, no, I am going to punish him, not because of you, but because of for my benefit. Because if I will not kill this person, then my fame will be destroyed. Ayu shriyo yasho dharmam lokan ashish evacha hanti shreyamsi sarvani pumso mahad atikramaha. 10th canto describes that any person who offends a great personality, his life duration goes down, his wealth, his opulence, his fame, his, you know, everything goes down. And if the king he's in a position to punish and he doesn't do so, then he also loses his fame. So therefore Parikshit Maharaj is saying, no, I am to kill him for my benefit. And Prabhupada gives an elaborate purport on this, describing how it is a duty of the king to protect all the citizens, and citizens include animals also. And one statement Prabhupada writes, the conclusion is that people in the time of Maharaj Parikshit were happy, and the animals were given proper protection because the executive head was not ignorant of God's law. So all our endeavors in this world, anyone in this world is working and endeavoring to become peaceful and happy. That is the innate nature of everyone, because we are Satchit Ananda. We are blissful by nature. We are eternal by nature. But now, because we are illusioned, thinking that I want to become controller, because the understanding is, if I become controller, then I'll become happy. But it is not the case. All our endeavors, all the endeavors people do in this world, they do only to become controllers, because that's why we came here. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddoham balavan sukhi. That is the inner mentality of each and every conditioned soul, and that's why we have come in this world. And therefore we are trying to enjoy this world in this karmi way. Srila Prabhupada, he tells in one conversation, he says, when we see karmis, we laugh. And when the karmi sees us, they laugh at us. But our laugh is better, you know. Because we know that they are wrong. They see us and they think that, oh, we are wasting our time chanting Hare Krishna. But actually we see them and we know that actually they are wasting their life. Ayur harti vaipumsam udyam astanchayannasau tasyartaya shanaunita uttama shloka vartaya. So we know that karmi life is, you know, just a waste of our time and energy. Paiya manushya janma jena shune gauragun hena janma tara vyartha hoila. Paiya amrita dhuni piye vishagarta pani janmi yase kene nahi maila. Kaviraj Goswami says, Ari, you have got a human form of life. You're not using that to hear Harikatha, Chaitanya Leela. Why have you taken birth? So the karmi life is, you know, it is an impossible life, because it is not going to give us happiness. So therefore, you know, although in the pursuit of being controllers, we have come here. But the good thing is, Krishna has not left us. Although we have left Krishna, Krishna has not left us. And he keeps on trying. He never gives up. He keeps sending his representatives. He keeps sending his devotees. He sends his literature, scriptures. He comes himself only for one purpose: to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls. That was the question Shaunak Rishi is asked to Stuta Goswami. Why Lord appears from the womb of Devaki? Answer was, to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls. And he does it again and again, you know. And Lord is working very, very hard. In fact, you know, we may be thinking that we are working hard to practice Krishna consciousness, but Krishna is working more than us to keep us on the line. He has to make all the arrangements to keep us motivated, to keep us, you know, enthused in the practice of Krishna consciousness. Because as soon as we start practicing Krishna consciousness, Krishna understands that out of thousands, few come to me. They are very rare souls. They are already endangered species, you know. So let me provide all the, you know, arrangements so that they can actually continue practicing. So that's how Krishna is working so very hard. He sends his devotees, and through them, he gives instructions. One devotee one time asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, please give me your mercy so that I can follow your instructions. Prabhupada said, my mercy is that I have given you instructions. Now you have to follow them. If somebody is fallen in the well and, you know, a rope is thrown, then he cannot say, let my fingers curl around the rope. You know, he has to catch the rope himself. Otherwise, you know, nobody else can do that, because we have fallen in this deep, dark well of material existence and the rope is given. You know, manasi jafani jushte labda patosme dushte. Timiragahana rupe hanta sansara kupe. Ajitani khila raksha hetu sansara daksha. Upanayama mahaste bhakti rajju namaste. Bhakti Rajju, you know, the rope of bhakti is given to us. You know, we have fallen in this well of material existence and bitten by a snake of desire which is arising from the mind. Manasi ja. Ja means to take birth from the mind. The desires take birth. So these snake of desires, they have bitten us. And we have fallen deeply in this well. Labdha patosmi dushte timir ghana rupe. No light, all darkness. Ajita, O Lord, you are unconquered. You are unconquerable. You never fail in protecting your devotees. Ajita Nikhila Raksha, you always protect your devotees. So therefore you are expert. Hetu Samsara Daksha, you are Daksha. And you show your dexterity only in protecting your devotees. That is the only job description of Krishna when he comes in this world. To give the process of devotional service and to enliven the devotees. Shravana Smarana. Bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karma bhi shravana smarana arhani karishyan niti kechana. People may say so many things, why Krishna appears in this world. Some people say Krishna appears to kill the demons, to establish dharma, to, you know, re-establish the principles of religion. But actually, he appears only for one purpose. Shravana smarana arhani. To enliven and rejuvenate the principles of hearing and chanting. So that's why he has come. And he never leaves his devotees. That is our hope, you know. So that is the, you know, that is how Krishna and devotees, they work in life of conditioned souls. Harishwari Prabhu, he recalls that in 1975, one of the very senior devotees, he had some difficulty because he took some money of the organization and he wanted to do a business so that ultimately he can give more money to spread Krishna consciousness only. But he had some difficulty. He went into a bad business deal and he lost large amount of money. And then to compensate that, he was selling jewelry and then he was doing so many other things and neglecting his devotional life. So one devotee came to Prabhupada, Hamsadut Prabhu. He came and told Prabhupada, this devotee, he is not practicing devotional service properly. He has done this mistake and now he is trying to compensate it. So Prabhupada said, actually, I want to write a letter to him. Please find his address, because he was not, you know, nobody knew where he has gone. So then Harikesh Prabhu told that, you know, he want to make millions of dollars, Prabhupada, for you. And that's why he has gone away and he is working very hard. So Prabhupada made a very, very, you know, wonderful statement. He said, yes. And I am thinking that when I'm making millions of dollars, he may not be lost. I want one soul saved that is more than millions of dollars. You know, so that is the compassion of the Supreme Lord and devotees. Although Lord has given us free will and we have misused the free will and we have come here, but Krishna has not left us. And that's why he keeps sending his devotees. He wants pure devotees to become kings like Parikshit Maharaj so that they can protect the living entities from physical suffering and material suffering also. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha Vedesha Sarvai Rahameva Vedyo. So in this verse, there are two parts. You know, so first part is the first two lines. Krishna is there in everyone's heart. And second, Krishna gives these Vedas. So these two things are very, very important. Lord is there in the heart of everyone and guiding the wanderings of each and every living entity and bringing everyone close to him. That is how he works from inside. And from outside, he gives scriptures so that somehow a living entity can realize that I am part and parcel of Krishna and I have to serve Krishna. That's how Lord is working. Madrek prapanna pashupasha vimokshanaya muktaya bhuri karunaya namo layaya. Namo alayaya. Lord is never lazy. You know, we may be lazy sometimes or most of the times. You know, when it comes to practice of devotional service, okay, we'll do later, or we'll increase our devotional service later. Lord is never lazy. Lord is always working very hard. He is never thinking, baad mein isko bacha lenge, you know. He's always thinking, how can I save this devotee now? You know, and he's very, very consistent. He never gives up. And that's how devotees are. That's how Srila Prabhupada was. You know, Yamuna Mataji, she recalls that Prabhupada in the beginning days of ISKCON, he was speaking on Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he was speaking for many, many days. And after many days of hearing, one devotee who was regularly coming and attending, he raised his hand and said, Swamiji, who is Lord Chaitanya? So after hearing this question, you know, das din se bol rahe hain. And then if somebody asks this question, you know, who is Lord Chaitanya? So, you know, it creates a, you know, irritation. But Prabhupada, you know, how he replied, he said, oh, such a nice, intelligent question. You are so intelligent for asking this question. And all the devotees were thinking, what nonsense. Prabhupada is speaking for 10 days and this person is asking, who is Lord Chaitanya? So that's how, you know, Prabhupada was so very patient. That's how Krishna is so very patient. He never thinks, I am telling this person since millions of lifetimes, still he is not understanding. That is how Lord is very, very patient. Maharaurav haite korile tomara udhar, kripara samudra krishna gambhira apar. Kripara samudra krishna. You know, Haridas Thakur is telling to Sanatana Goswami, his body was covered with boils and Mahaprabhu embraced him and, you know, delivered him. So Haridas Thakur says, Lord has liberated you from hellish suffering. Kripara samudra krishna gambhira apar. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, Lord is working very gravely to protect his devotees or protect living entities. So we should understand that, you know, Lord is so very concerned, and we can never understand the extent of the mercy of the Lord. Naevopayantyapachitim kavayastavesha brahma yusha pikritam riddha mudam smarantaha yontarbahistanubhritam ashubham vidhunvan acharya chaityavapusha swagatim vyanakti. Even if somebody gets a life of brahma ayusha, still he cannot understand how Lord works to deliver each and every living entity. Antar bahistanu bhritam, from inside and outside he is working. Inside as a paramatma, chaitya vapusha, and outside as spiritual masters and gurus. So that's how Lord is working very, very gravely and very, very diligently, carefully, how to bring this living entity back to me. And that's why he wants great devotees to become kings. Because when kings, devotees become king, then naturally the praja also becomes devotee. And that's why, that was the case of Yudhishthir Maharaj. Api palad dharma raja pitrivat ranjayan praja nispriha sarvakamebhyo krishna padanu sevaya. Because he was nispriha, no personal desires, no personal motivations. Krishna padanu sevaya, he was always engaged in serving Krishna's lotus feet. So he was taking care of the citizens like children. Pitrivat, just like father takes care of the child. Pitrivat ranjayan praja. So that is how, you know, Prabhupada writes in the purport, the illusion kings, even though sometimes advertised as great philosophers, allow slaughterhouses, not knowing that they are clearing their way to hell. And the blind leaders, they are, you know, going ahead, and all the followers, they are also going behind them, and they are both going to fall in ditch. So a devotee knows all this, and therefore he tries to make everyone Krishna conscious. Just like Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was ruling his kingdom according to the instructions of Bhishma. Bhishmoktam atha achyutoktam. According to the instructions of Bhishma and according to the instructions of Krishna himself. So that's how Srila Prabhupada also, you know, he writes many times these things in the purport, that politicians of the today's times, they make so many laws, but because they themselves have faults, it is ingrained. human beings have four faults. So therefore, whatever laws they make, they are bound to fail. So only if the leaders, they follow the instructions given by the Lord in the form of scriptures, because scriptures are a Paurusheya, there is no fault in the scriptures. So therefore, Prabhupada writes in the 16th chapter purport, Maharaj Parikshit was a devotee of the first order. He used to consult great sages and brahmanas who could advise him by the shastras how to execute state administration. So therefore, Prabhupada writes in this purport also, Maharaj Parikshit was not like the modern politicians, and Prabhupada quotes one politician who has no faith in the scriptures, who is thinking that, oh, this is all bogus, this is all mythology, and I am a modern person. But actually, the more one comes close to Krishna, people want Ram Rajya without Ram. Everything should be fine in the kingdom, but God should not be in the picture. It is not possible. Because if we see the statistics of the current history, that the more people go away from God and Krishna consciousness, the more they suffer. The more, the problems in the world increase. So the verse describes, it is prime duty of a king to subdue the suffering of people. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is saying, I must kill this most wretched man. So a Raj Rishi, Parikshit Maharaj was a Raj Rishi. Raj Rishi knows how to reduce the suffering of people. Physical sufferings and also material sufferings. Ultimately, to destroy the material sufferings, the bhava sagar, bhava rog, and they are aware how to give the ultimate solution of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, in today's times, the kings and politicians, they may exhibit some good qualities, but these qualities, they don't last long, because they are driven by their own beliefs and sentiments. It doesn't go in the long run. Therefore, Bhagavatam says, Yasyasti bhakti bhagati akinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate sura harao bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena sati dhavato bahi. Anybody who is not Krishna conscious, he cannot do welfare of people in general, and he cannot exhibit devotion, good qualities in the long run. It will stay for some time, then it will go. So therefore, Prabhupada writes, foolish, faithless creatures try to avoid the existence of the Lord and proclaim themselves secular at the cost of valuable human lives. So it is, very consistent in the scriptures that the more we go away from God, and in specific, the more we go away from devotional service, the more we suffer. The more we deny the universal principles of Krishna consciousness, the more we suffer. The more we allow the Kali to enter in our lives. And just like in this pastime, we can see that Kali is saying that because Krishna has disappeared now, therefore I have started spreading my influence. Just like Kali is beating the bull and the cow, because Krishna has left. The more we will go away from Krishna consciousness, the more we will avoid or become relaxed in our principles of sadhana bhakti, we will become more vulnerable to the effects of Kali Yuga. And that is, as there is a famous bhajan, Kali Kukkura Kadan Yadi Chaure, Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhayanashana Shri Sachinandana Gaure. So if we want to avoid the effects of Kali Yuga, we have to take names of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the easiest way to avoid the effects of Kali is to have strong sadhana. One time, one of the Prabhupada disciples, Akshayananda Swami Maharaj, he was asking Prabhupada, when you tell us to chant 16 rounds, we accept that figure with faith because you are an acharya. But if we want to tell somebody else, we need some evidence, from where this number came, 16. People ask, 16 kahan likha hai? Kidhar likha hai? 16 mala karna chahiye. Prabhupada said, it is not written anywhere. Krishna says, satatam kirtayanto maam, whole day you should chant. But you cannot chant. That's why I have made this, you know, number. I have given this number. At least chant 16 rounds because you cannot chant whole day. So that is the mercy of devotees. Seeing the condition of the conditioned soul, they give whatever we can do. And therefore, the more we take names of Lord Sri Chaitanya and chant the holy names of the Lord, the more we'll be away from the effects of Kali Yuga. Because Mahaprabhu is the only hope. You know, there is no extent to the mercy. How Lord is acting and how Mahaprabhu is acting. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karoha Vichar, Vichar Korile Chitte Pabev Chamatkar. If you want to use your logic, please use your logic to understand how Mahaprabhu is merciful. How Mahaprabhu is showing mercy and he is working so very hard. He is a husband of Goddess of Fortune and he is taking sannyas. Why? To deliver people who are blaspheming him. Mayavadi karmanishta kutarkikagan nindaka pashandiyata paduya adham. All these people, they were avoiding Mahaprabhu. Mayavadis, karmanishta, kutarkika, false logicians, nindaka, blasphemers. And sei saba mahadaksha dhaiya palaiya yevanyaita sabara chuite narila. I have come to drown entire world in this love of God, in this river of love of God, and these people are running away. They are thinking themselves to be very expert. Taha dekhi Mahaprabhu korena chintan jagat dubaile ami karimu yatan. I have come to drown entire world and these people are running away. Don't worry. They think themselves to be intelligent, but I will trick them. Eta boli mane kichu kariya vichar sanyas ashrame prabhu koila angikar. So therefore Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyas order to show mercy to each and every living entities. You know, and you know, the deliverance of Jagaya Madhaya is the greatest example of how Lord is merciful. Every day, all the devatas, they would come to Navadip to see the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. And in the evening, they would go back talking about the pastimes which Mahaprabhu did. So one day, they were returning and they are discussing, you know, Mahaprabhu delivered Jagaya and Madhaya. So Yamaraj is asking Chitragupta that what all things these two people had done, can you tell me? So Chitragupta says, Chitragupta bole shuna dharma yamaraj, ei biphala parishrama araki bakaj. So Chitragupta says, oh dharma yamaraj, what is the use of asking all this? You know, the type of sins which these people have done, I have employed, you know, 1 lakh scribes to write it down. Laksheka kayasthi yadi ekamasa badi, tathapi paiteyanta shigra nahe badi. Arey, if all these people, they write for 1 month, still they will not come to an end. That is the type of sins which these people have done. And if you hear with your 1,000 years, still you will not end. You know, still this will not end. You know, tumi yadi shuna lakshakariya shravan, 1 lakh years, still you will not be able to hear the full glory of the sinful activities of Jagaya and Madhaya. And then Chitragupta says, but what is the use of all that? You know? And he says that, you know, my people, sometimes they are writing it down and they keep discussing. You know, it happens like when you are doing something and you start discussing. Isne ye bhi kiya, ye bhi kiya. And they stop working and they keep discussing. And then Chitragupta, he has to chastise them. If you don't work, then you will be implicated. Please do your work properly. And then, you know, Chitragupta says, but oh king, oh Yamaraj, what is the use of all this? Now Mahaprabhu has delivered all the sinful reactions he has destroyed and these people are delivered. So please allow us to drown all these accounts in Ganga. Because it is all useless now. Yamaraj, when he hears this, he becomes unconscious. Hearing the merciful nature of Mahaprabhu. So that is the merciful nature of Mahaprabhu, that he has come and he is giving the highest to the lowest. He is a patita pavan and he is only desiring, he is only asking for one thing, to be sincere in the practice of Krishna consciousness, you know. And Mahaprabhu is so eager that he comes himself and becomes the gardener of this tree of devotional service. You know, Adilila describes that Mahaprabhu is thinking, Prabhu kahe ami vishwambhara namadhari, nama sarthak hoye yadi preme vishwabhari. I have come to deliver entire world, that's why I have come with the name Vishwambhar. So, you know, I have to do something. Eta chinti laila Mahaprabhu malakara dharma. So therefore Mahaprabhu, he took the occupation of a gardener. The Supreme Lord, he is becoming a gardener. And he is planting the seed of devotional service in the heart of each and every living entity. He's trying to do that. And we have heard this Bhakti Lata Beej. What is this Bhakti Lata Beej actually? So Prabhupada writes in this, in one purport in Adilila. The methods, rules and principles of devotional service which are given by spiritual masters, by which one can practice devotional service, this constitutes Bhakti Lata Beej. So all the methods and rules which are given to us, they are the Bhakti Lata Beej. So it is our responsibility to take it. Because the mercy is distributed everywhere. Without any discrimination, Mahaprabhu is distributing mercy. But if we don't take to it, then, you know, we cannot blame anyone else. You know? So Mahaprabhu, he has come to this earth and he is, you know, planting the seed of devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Malakara Prithvite Yani Bhakti Kalpataru Ropila Sinchi Ichha Pani. Sinchi Ichha Pani, you know. It is the desire of Mahaprabhu to plant the seed of devotional service in the heart of each and every living entity. That's why he has come in this world. Sinchi Ichha Pani. His desire is the water which is nourishing this Bhakti Lata Beej in the heart of each and every living entity. And when this seed is sown, it has now become a beautiful, wonderful tree. Bhakti Kalpa Vriksha. And in this Bhakti Kalpa Vriksha, there are so many wonderful fruits. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that this Bhakti Vriksha is not of this material world. It grows in the spiritual world where there is no distinction between one part of the body and another. It is something like a tree of sugar. Wherever you taste, it is sweet only. So therefore, Prabhupada writes, all the Navavidha Bhakti, the nine limbs of devotional service, we have to just get attached to one of them. If we get attached to any of these nine processes of devotional service, we'll get the same result. Because it is Bhakti Kalpa Vriksha. Anywhere you taste, it is sweet only. And anything you eat, you'll get the same result. And the taste is so wonderful that it surpasses the taste of nectar. So the process of devotional service is very, very amazing and interesting and beautiful. But it is so very unfortunate that people are not interested in that. Ashcharyam etadhi manushya loke sudham parityajya vishampi banti namani narayana gocharani tyaktvanya vacha kuhaka patanti. It is so very, you know, astonishing. People are giving up nectar and drinking poison. Shudham parityajya visham pibanti. Mahaprabhu is distributing this without even asking any price. Pakilaya prema phal amrita madhur vilaya chaitanya mali nahilaya mool. He is distributing free of cost. But still, you know, if somebody is, something is distributed free of cost, you know, people, they question, pata nahi kya hai, whether it is good or not. Because if something is given free of cost, then we question the, you know, validity of that thing, or will it work, or is it good? Because, you know, we give only freely something which is not good. But Mahaprabhu, because he is Mahavadanyaya, he is coming and giving the highest to the lowest, because he is himself intoxicated. And an intoxicated person, you know, if a beggar comes to a drunk person, and this drunk person is a millionaire. So he only has 500 and 1000 and 2000 rupees in his pocket. So if a drunk person comes and he asks some, you know, bhiksha. So he doesn't know, this drunk person, whether he should give 10 rupees. He gives 2,000 notes only because that's what he has. So Mahaprabhu is drunk, intoxicated with the love of God, and he is distributing this freely to everyone. And still people question, you know, is it worth? It will work or not? So that is how, you know, Pakila ye premaphal amrita madhur. And Mahaprabhu is not asking any price of it. Any price. He's just distributing it without any cost, without any qualification. A patra, you know, patra patra na dekhi sthana sthan. He's not thinking who is qualified, who is not qualified. He is distributing to everyone. Mage nava mage keha patra va apatra. Iha vichara nahi jane deya matra. He's not thinking he is qualified or not. He's just telling us, please take it. Because I am giving it, please accept this. He's begging. That is how Lord is going so low. He is begging, please take it. And still the living, the conditioned souls, they think, nahi, nahi, aaj nahi, baad mein. Will not take it now. Will take later. So that is the unfortunate condition, you know. So Prabhupada writes that this is the substance, sum and substance of Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement. No distinction. It is distributed to everyone freely. So Lord is distributing without any discrimination. But who will get benefited by it? It depends on the attitude of the person. Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Instruction, advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. So if we have a good attitude, then we will get benefited. Otherwise, you know, if we are thinking, oh, I don't need it. So we should understand, we should be always introspective where we were and where we are now. When we see our past, we should be humble enough. We should be humbled to see where I was going to hell. And Mahaprabhu's mercy has brought me to this condition. And seeing our present, we should be very, very grateful that I don't deserve all this. But still, Mahaprabhu's mercy and the mercy of devotees, I have come to this level. And therefore, we should be very, very grateful. And in this way, if we practice Krishna consciousness, then we will actually receive this prema phal and we will get benefited. Otherwise, with all our anarthas, with all our conditionings, you know, what is the hope for us to practice Krishna consciousness? It is only by the mercy of the Lord, mercy of the devotees, that we can continue practicing. Because devotees, they are like, you know, clouds full of nectar. And they are showering this nectar on each and every living entity. Ei amritanukshan sadhu mahanta meghagan vishwadhyane kare varishan. Tate pale prema phal bhakta ghaye nirantara tare sheshe jiye jagajan. So devotees, they are tasting this nectarine fruits of love of God. And then they are showering this. Ei amritanukshan sadhu mahanta meghagan. The devotees, they are like clouds of nectar. And they are showering this nectar in this Vishwa Udyan. And then as they are showering, prema phal is growing. And all the devotees are eating. And then, you know, when we are full and so much is remaining, what to do? Distribute. You know, and just by distributing, everyone gets benefited. So Mahaprabhu is so eager to distribute these fruits. He is begging everyone, please help me. Please help me to distribute this fruit of love of God. Because I am alone. What all I can, how many fruits can I distribute? And how many fruits can I eat alone? Please help me. And then there the famous verse comes, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoilajar Janma Sartha Kari Kar Paraupakar. You know. So therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is telling that I will kill this wretched person because it is the duty of the king to mitigate the sufferings of living entities. So the only way to mitigate the sufferings at the root cause is to practice Krishna consciousness and take to this process of sadhana bhakti very, very seriously. Become like a swan. Sei sarovare giya hamsa chakra vaka haiya sada taha karal havilas. खंडिबे सकल दुख पाई बे परम सुख अनायासे हबे उल्लास. Sukhaviraj Goswami is pleading, please become like swan and go to this nectarine ocean or reservoir of nectar and please engross your mind in hearing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What will happen? Khandibe sakal dukh pai be parama sukha. All your miseries, all your sufferings will be destroyed. You will experience unlimited happiness. Anayase habe ullas. So if we follow Prabhupada, if we follow the instructions given by devotees and Srila Prabhupada and all our Guru Parampara, then we will be safe, we will be protected. You know, yesterday, Bhakti Karunamaya Vanmali Swami Maharaj, he was giving a talk and he spoke a very wonderful thing. He says, you know, we are so very troubled by material energy, Maya Devi, but we forget that Maya Devi is a disciple of Haridas Thakur. We know the story. Maya Devi wanted to test Haridas Thakur and ultimately she surrendered. You know, and she is telling to Haridas Thakur, Brahma adi jivami sabare mohilu, ekale tomare ami mohite narilu. I have bewildered everyone, including Brahma. Only I could not bewilder you. Yeah. Mahabhagavat tumi tomara darshane, tomara Krishna nama kirtana shravane. You are a Mahabhagavat. I have become purified by your darshan and hearing holy names from your mouth. Chitta shuddha hoila chahe Krishna naam laite, Krishna naam upadeshi kripa karamate. Now I have become purified. Maya Devi is already pure devotee. She is internal, external potency of the Lord. But still out of humility she is saying, Chitta shuddha hoila, now I have become purified. Please instruct me and initiate me. Maya dasi prema mage ithe ki vismaye sadhu kripa naam bina prema na upajay. Maya dasi is asking for mercy of Haridas Thakur. And then Haridas Thakur gives initiation to Maya Devi. So therefore Maharaj was saying that if we want to, you know, avoid the beatings of Maya Devi, we have to take shelter of Haridas Thakur, because if Guru tells, then disciple has to hear, right? You know. So we have to, if we take shelter of Haridas Thakur and chant and pray to him that please give me some taste for chanting, some please give me protection from material energy, then of course, you know, Maya Devi will hear, Maya Devi will spare us. You know. So hearing all this, someone may ask that, well, all this thing is very, looks very flowery. Matlab, we are practicing since so many years. We have not experienced, you know, a drop of such nectar. It is all kadwa, you know, karela juice, no, you know, sugar cane juice. What to do? We keep on suffering. We keep on falling. Bhagavatam describes that devotees may suffer, devotees may fall down, but they don't fall down like materialists. Prabhupada writes a brilliant purport in fifth chapter, first canto, fifth chapter. 19th verse, Navay Jano Jatu Kathanchana Vrajan. In that verse, Prabhupada writes a very wonderful purport. He says, the sufferings of an orphan and the sufferings of a beloved child of a king are not one and the same. Orphan is really poor because he has no one to take care of him. But a beloved son of a rich man, although he appears to be on the same level as orphan, he is under the vigilance of his father. So because now we have taken to the practice of Krishna consciousness, now we have become Sanatha. From Anatha, we have become Sanatha. So a person who has a father, a master, he may suffer because, you know, sometimes because of his conditionings, a son with a father can also do some mischief. But for sure, the father will protect the child. Prabhupada writes, a neophyte, a fruitive worker wants to lord it over material nature. Similarly, a neophyte devotee foolishly thinks of accumulating some material power. But Lord is working so very gravely. You know, that's how we started today's discussion. Lord is working so very gravely that he knows what is best for this person. And he orchestrates the life of his devotee in such a way that the devotee has nowhere to go except to Krishna. And devotees may fall down, but they don't fall down like materialists. Tathanate madhavatavakakvachit, brashyanti margatvaivadda saurida, त्वयाभिगुप्ता विचरेण निर्भया विनायिकानि कपमूर्धसु प्रभो. नारद मुनि इज टेलिंग द डिवोटीज मे फॉल डाउन बट दे डोंट फॉल डाउन लाइक मटेरियलिस्ट्स बिकॉज दे हैव टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ कृष्णा एंड दे आर कैचिंग होल्ड ऑफ कृष्णास फीट. दे मे फॉल डाउन समटाइम्स बट फॉर श्योर इन ड्यू कोर्स ऑफ टाइम दे विल राइज अगेन एंड दे विल क्रॉस ओवर दिस साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ. विनायकानि कपमूर्धसु प्रभो. सो दैट इज द होप इन द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.